All right, good morning, men. All right, in 1895, a young man from a wealthy British family proposed to a beautiful young heiress. But much to his chagrin, the girl's father said no. He wouldn't give permission for the young man to marry his daughter. And so the father told this young man by the name of Ewart Grogan that he was not worthy of his daughter's hand in marriage. He said, "You, young man, have never accomplished anything on your own." And he went on to say, "Maybe you're never going to accomplish anything, and in my opinion, you are a nobody. You're a nobody." See, Grogan was physically small in stature, and he was physically weak because of a bout he had suffered with measles when he was a young man. But this young man, Ewart Grogan, was not to be deterred. He determined in his mind that he was going to prove to this girl's father that he, in fact, was somebody. And so he decided that he was going to do something so spectacular that nobody could ever say that he was a nobody and couldn't accomplish anything. So at the young age of 24 years old, Ewart Grogan decided that he was going to do something that nobody had ever done before. He decided that he was going to walk across the entire continent of Africa, not east to west, but south to north, all the way through the heart of Africa. And in fact, he did just that. On February 8th, 1900, at the turn of the century, this young man, Ewart Grogan, triumphantly walked into Cairo, Egypt, after having walked for 2.5 years through the heart of Africa. It was an amazing feat. It was maybe more spectacular than what Livingston and Stanley did, but he's one of these men who is really unheard of. But Grogan was a fascinating guy. His walk earned him the nickname Cape to Cairo Grogan. Soon after he finished his walk, he wrote a book about his adventures called Cape to Cairo Grogan. And in it, he told about his tales in the book published in 1902. And he was telling about how he had been stalked by lions and hippos and crocodiles. He talked about being pursued by headhunters and chased by cannibals. He talked about cheating death. He talked about the plague, you know, the plagues that he endured with, mosquitoes and fever and dysentery and all these different kinds of things. His book is filled with story after story after story of overcoming tremendous adversity, of doing something that nobody had ever done before, certainly something that the girl's father that he loved thought he would never be able to accomplish. And so on this journey, he proved to himself and to others that he was one of the world's most determined and resolute adventurers. And yes, he was given permission to marry this young woman that he loved. Years later, his peers, described Ewart Grogan, who became Colonel Grogan, this way. They said Grogan was the baddest and the boldest of a bad, bold gang of settlers in Kenya. This guy, he must have been, you know what I'm thinking. Men, by any worldly standard, Grogan was a rugged man. He was a rugged adventurer. He proved to the world that physically, he was everything that word rugged means. You can think of all the synonyms for the word rugged. You know, he was determined. He was tough. He was uncompromising. He was unwavering. He was tenacious. He was resolute. He was on all these. He was these things physically for sure. He did things that other people said were impossible to do, and yet he did them. But, men, in a dimension in our lives that's much more important than the physical things that we accomplish, Colonel Grogan, Ewart Grogan, was a dismal failure. He was a moral failure. He was a spiritual failure. The thing about Grogan is he didn't understand how to be a real man. He understood how to be physically rugged, but he didn't know how to be spiritually rugged. He didn't understand how to be a complete man, how to be a spiritually rugged man. Today we're beginning a 12-part series entitled Lessons in Manhood. You know, the Bible is full of how to be a man, God's kind of man. And so we're going to talk about that for the next 12 weeks. Eventually we're going to be talking about David and Solomon and their relationship and the teaching that David wanted to pass on to his son about how to be a man. But first we're going to start by talking about Job. You know, when I think about Job, I think about a rugged guy. There's some guys in the Bible that I think, you know, are really rugged. You know, you think about John the Baptist, right? Rugged, living out in the desert, you know, wearing, you know, animal skins and eating wild honey and locusts. He's a rugged guy, right? I think about maybe Peter, a rugged fisherman. I also think about Job as this rugged man. You know, Job lived over 4,000 years ago, and Moses wrote about him in the book of Job. Here he's living out in the desert, you know, in what we probably would call northeast Saudi Arabia now, you know. But Job, really a successful guy. You know, in his book, the book of Job, oldest book in the Bible, which you probably know, is full of insight, full of wisdom. It's a deep book, and it's an ancient book. And there is so much that we as men can learn from the book of Job. But think about Job's life, living out there in the desert back in those days. He had to be physically rugged, didn't he? And he had to be a tough man to eke out a living in those days in the desert. But, men, as a man, this man Job, he didn't have any of the things that we might have in our life today. And here's what I mean by that. Job, 4,000 years ago, over 4,000 years ago, living out in the desert. No Bible, no synagogue, no church, no temple, no counselor, no priest, no rabbi, no pastor, no fraternity brothers to help him, no Friday morning men's fellowship. See, Job didn't have any of these things. He was out there on his own, but the one thing Job did have was this relationship with God. So I think that we can describe Job as a spiritually rugged guy, can't we? He was described in the first line of the book about his life, about his story, this way. If you have Job, you can turn to Job chapter 1 and verse 1, or you can listen to it. It's probably going to be familiar to you. This is how Job was described, and this is why I said this guy was spiritually rugged. There was a man in the land of Uz whose name was Job, and that man was blameless, upright, fearing God, and turning away from evil. How would you like to have that on your tombstone, right? I mean, I would love to have that on my tombstone. This is the way that Job was described. He was an amazing man. He was a man who, in his day, seemingly had everything. You know, he had his health, he had family, he had wealth, he had respect, he had blessing from God, and he was close to God. Job really seemed to have everything, maybe had it all, and yet in the book of Job, we read these words that he said. A man is born of a woman and has few days, and his days are full of trouble. See, even Job, though Job had all of these things and was close to God, he suffered in incredible ways, in almost inexplicable ways. He suffered over all kinds of things. If you know his story, you know that Job, in a period of just a couple of days, lost everything that he had. He lost his health, he lost his wealth, he lost his family. Everything that God had given to him was taken away one by one. So Job loses everything that he had. Last week, one of our men stood right here and bared his soul in front of all of us. It was probably one of the most transparent stories, life stories that I've heard here. It was incredible. He told about his life and the struggle that he had. And when I was listening to it and listened to it again and again, I thought that was a story. Barry was sharing a story of self-reliance. You know, he was relying on himself to get him through his life, relying on self to do the things that he thought that he was supposed to do as a man, as a husband, as a provider. But he realized that was not enough. And because of his self-reliance and his self-reliance, he almost lost everything, including his life. You see, Barry had to learn something, and he did learn something that Job already knew. Here's what Job knew and what our friend Barry had to learn. He had to learn that life is full of disappointments, that we're going to face struggles, and we're going to face all kinds of things that we don't understand. We're going to experience these things, and we're going to say, why in the world is that happening? Why would that happen? Think about Job, who was described in the way he was, close to God, blameless, upright, and still suffering all these things. You know, Job could have turned upside down real fast, couldn't he? But he didn't. Job knew something that Barry had to learn, and Job knew something that we all have to learn. And here it is. These are the words of God himself as written down by the prophet Isaiah. For my thoughts are not your thoughts, and my ways are not your ways, declares the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts higher than your thoughts. Job knew that God was completely in control. Job knew that God was sovereign in everything that happened, and he continued to trust God through it all. One of the things that Barry learned is that he could trust God through it all, regardless of what happened. God was there for him. If he turned over control of his life to God, things would be okay. They would turn out okay in the end. We need to understand, guys, that there's this characteristic that we must have. I call it spiritual ruggedness. And spiritual ruggedness is this toughness in our spirit that enables us to endure whatever God sends our way, whatever God allows to come into our life, and endure it like Job did, like Barry's now doing, and like we all need to do. This guy, Ewart Grogan, who now is known as Colonel Grogan, he was a fascinating man. Surely he was a rugged adventurer. And I think part of what he did in his story, I have this X gene, so it fascinates me. And I have to say that at some level, I am impressed by that. However, think about Job. Job, what a man. There is so much that we can learn from Job. Job, he was operating in a whole different level. Grogan was down here in the physical, and Job was up here in the spiritual. He got it. He understood that this relationship with God is the foundation for being spiritually rugged, a kind of ruggedness that we all need to have. So over the next 5 weeks, you're going to hear five more talks called Lessons in Manhood from the life of Job that helps us to be the kind of men that we need to be, help us to be spiritually rugged. And I know that you're not going to want to miss those talks. You know, Job is a tremendous example of the kind of man, the kind of leader that we want to be, that we should aspire to be. He was a real man, physically rugged, yes, but much more importantly than that, Job was spiritually rugged. There was this ruggedness in him that caused Moses to write the words that we started with, and let's finish with these same words. This is Job. This is what we should aspire to be like. There was a man in the land of Uz whose name was Job, and the man was blameless, upright, fearing God, and turning away from evil. Pray with me, guys. Father, we thank you for the example that you put in the Bible for us of a man who lived over 4,000 years ago in the land of Uz. Father, thank you for that example. Job's life teaches us so much about what we should be like. Yes, it's a good thing to be physically rugged, but it's much more important to be spiritually rugged, to be prepared for the things that are going to come to us in this life and endure them with thanksgiving and gladness, keeping our eyes fixed on you. Thank you for the lessons that you teach us, Father. Maybe we just grab a hold of them and make them useful in our lives. We pray this in your Son's name, Jesus our Christ. Amen. Amen. All right, have a good morning, guys. Have a good morning.